We come today to the last Sunday after Pentecost, the last Sunday of this year of grace, 2023. And of course, the last few Sundays, we have had pretty much the same antiphons and introit and so forth, because each and every one of the Sundays reminds us that the Lord is nigh. And the Lord says, I think thoughts of peace and not of affliction. You shall call upon me, and I will hear you, and I will bring back your captivity from all places. And indeed, the majority of us, very few are excepted from that, are in captivity. We are in captivity to ourselves, to our senses, to our flesh, and even some to the devil himself and his minions. And so we shall be delivered from the captivity by the coming of the Son of God. And it's interesting, today we have this beautiful epistle of St. Paul the Apostle to the Colossians. And it is very, very typical of St. Paul. Mind you, the whole epistle is one sentence. So typical of St. Paul. He was very verbose, shall we say. Sometimes he inspires me tremendously. Sometimes he drives me to madness. But anyway, there it is. And he tells us that we should understand. Of course, he was speaking to the early Christians in Colossus. I cease not to pray for you and beg that you may be filled with the knowledge of the will of God. And indeed, how wonderful it is that he, the Apostle St. Paul, who along with St. Peter was among the two most important apostles in spreading the Holy Catholic faith throughout the then known world, should be praying for us. Do you think that he has ceased to pray for us now that 2,000 years have passed? I think not. And so today we can rejoice and wonder at the fact that the likes of St. Paul, and of course St. Peter and others, are praying for us because they know that we need it desperately. And the gospel also shows us this very great need that we have of the prayers of the saints in heaven, especially the most important saints, but all of them in a sense are important. But there is a hierarchy in heaven, just as there is a hierarchy on earth, and also there is a hierarchy in hell. But we are not concerned with that now. But the Lord God gives us his saints, who beneath his throne, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, are to be found, say, the Blessed Mother, St. Mary, the Mother of Grace, the Mother of the Church, St. Joseph, the putative father, St. John the Baptist, then St. Peter and Paul and the apostles, all worshiping God and praying for us that we may soon be with them, join them in the great glory of heaven. Now, of course, some people are very much afraid of that. But I have a bad bit of news for you. You cannot avoid it. You will sooner or later, some of us sooner, some of us later, die and have to render an account to God Almighty. And so we need the prayers of the saints in heaven. And this month, of course, has been the month of the communion of saints. We have particularly meditated on the communion of saints in the church suffering in purgatory. And we ourselves, a church militant on earth, fighting for salvation and for grace, pray to the church triumphant in heaven, of which the liturgy today particularly makes mention. On the other hand, too, we see in the gospel something which has, in the last 100 years or so, been taken totally out of place and definitely misinterpreted. It never has been, nor shall be, the teaching of the church. And of course, I'm speaking about those who believe in the rapture, that he will come and get us and we shall all be taken up, or most of us, or some of us, who knows, according to their theories. That's heresy. It is not the teaching of the church. And we must point out what is and isn't. It is a parable, but it's speaking about death, because none of us knows when we shall die. None of us knows when we shall have to render our final account to God. And so some of us, it will be today, some of us tomorrow, some of us in 50 years, who knows? But we will have to render an account to God. And then you shall see all that has been predicted. And so we must be ready. And this is the particular message of this last Sunday of the year. And it is a particular message of the next four Sundays, the four Sundays of Advent, in which we will prepare once again for the coming of Christ, as we shall hear. And so today we give thanks to God that despite all the obstacles and vicissitudes of this year, we have made it to the last Sunday. And so we ask God to help us, to assist us with the prayers of his mother and of all the saints and angels in heaven. So next Sunday, when we come together again, of course, some of us will come together during the week, which is wonderful and very laudable and desirable. But some of us will not come together till next Sunday. And so we shall begin a new year of grace of 2024. May it bring us many graces, many blessings. And may we be able to put behind us all the sufferings and vicissitudes of this last year, of which there were so many, including the curses of witches and devils, some who were even among us, but who are gone. And so we beseech Almighty God to deliver us from all evil, to fill us with his grace, and to prepare us for his coming, as we shall see next Sunday. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.